Hello and welcome to The Loudspeaker, your definitive guide on how to scale your startup.
This first tip for every fintech startup is,
what are the media and press saying about us? How are we being perceived by these people?
PR stunts are any activities that allow you to engage with the audience.
I don't agree with the fact that all publicity is good publicity.
Here is where we talk to communications professionals from all around the world to let you know what are the best practices and cool ideas that you can implement for your startups.
Freddie, so most people on this podcast might not know of you, as you haven't been on before, but we're good friends, and I'd love to have you share with our listeners a little bit about yourself and your role here at Publicize.
Yeah, absolutely. So nice to be here, of course. I've tuned into the loudspeaker on occasion, so it's actually funny to be on the other side. So my experience when it comes to Publicize has been just over 2 years now. At the beginning, I started out as one of the account executives, which involves anything that's to do with the execution of the way that we speak to the media. So that was a pretty fruitful experience in terms of just understanding how the company actually works and the mechanics behind what we do. I actually switched to sales in the end of 2019, which is an interesting one because my actual title is growth consultant, but it is a sales job. The reason why we call it growth consultant is because it's a very consultative approach towards how we speak with our prospective clients. We're not there just to tell them about how great our service is. We're more there to think about what problems they are, what is the route to solving that. And then the question becomes, does Publicize fit within that? So in terms of what I do, it's creating strategies that are as close to hit go as possible.
Awesome. And yeah, I have to say, whenever I've encountered someone through the podcast or just purely by coincidence that has an interest in Publicize and wants to know more, you're obviously my go-to guy. I pass them over to you and I always have complete confidence that you're going to take good care of them. And so far, it's gone very well. So I'm super happy to have you on here and have you share your knowledge. Now, you've been working as a sales rep and just dealing with clients here at Publicize for a couple of years now. How have your sales calls changed since the start of the pandemic? And what are prospects most concerned about during these sales calls?
Yeah, interesting question. So important to highlight here that I'm working in inbound B2B sales. So this doesn't apply for every sales rep that might be tuning into this podcast. The difference between calls when the pandemic started was just night and day from what we're used to. So the types of calls that I were getting were different insofar as people just had a lot of ideas. The pandemic seemed to have gave a lot of people time to think about their business in the long term. So I had a lot of like consultative conversations that were more about where will I be in 6 months. And people really just wanted someone to lean on to actually have a conversation, which of course I'm always happy to do if anyone thinks that there could be potential, then I'm happy to talk. In terms of the types of calls I was having, a lot more inane. It was at times frustrating, admittedly, because it was a lot of the conversations were a meeting about the actual meeting, if that makes sense. There were, however, some companies that came to us that were doing really well from the pandemic. They thought they were in a position of tailwind to start taking it up a notch on their communication strategies. But ultimately, yeah, it became a lot slower, the overall process. And there was just this very strong feeling that for us to take any long-term decision, we need to get to 2021. So that's what we're feeling now, is a bunch of clients now saying we're ready. So very much a psychology that 2020 was not the year to do anything long-term and just keep your head above water. And now we're seeing people on the other side of that saying, okay, the pandemic is ultimately behind us. There's light at the end of the tunnel. And there's been a lot more confidence in terms of how people feel about their company, essentially, now that we're on the other side.
That's crazy that just the transition from 2020 to 2021 has given people that much more confidence. I mean, we're definitely in a better place, I would say, globally, like with these vaccines coming out, but we're still, I mean, like in heavy lockdown. I know back in our home country of the UK, things are probably worse than ever, but it's good to see that there's light at the end of the tunnel, as you said.
Yeah, just very much a psychology was the main factor playing into it. The actual landscape itself hadn't changed the stuff because the psychology.
If you're interested in seeing how Publicize can grow your startup, sign up for a free PR assessment on our website. And for a limited time only, exclusively for the Loudspeaker listeners, you can receive an SEO assessment as part of your package for any tier of service at no extra charge with this special promotion. To find out more, visit publicize.co/lspromo.
Now, moving away from the pandemic specifically, you've maintained a high level of success at signing on new clients here at Publicize throughout the pandemic and beforehand and just generally. So I want to know, how do you do it? And what advice do you have for other companies and sales reps that are trying to take on new clients during this time or just any time really?
Yeah, interesting. So I would just take a step back and accept the fact that there is no silver bullet answer to how do you make a sale. Unfortunately, that would make my job a lot easier, but the truth is it's a process that you've got to follow from the beginning. So I guess I'll just think about this in terms of the first step, which is identifying the objective of what that person has. Now, the challenge is that what someone actually thinks is the objective might not be the best thing for their business. So the advice I would give is stay away from the idea that you need to be liked by the people that you speak to, and more think about the fact that you need to be respected in the way that you've decided to have this conversation with them. So what I mean by that is sometimes someone will come to me and they'll say, Freddie, I need to be featured in 10 different publications in the form of guest articles. And now it's always tempting to be likable and say to that person, oh, that sounds great, we can do that, and explain exactly about how we're going to do it. But I'm actually missing what the objective is from that call. It's a technique that we have called down chunking, or what I call unpacking someone's answer. So while it might sound obvious that that person needs 10 guest articles, the actual question that you then need to ask yourself is, okay, and why do you need those 10 guest articles? What is it that's motivating you to think that way about your business? Because the actual answer that they're giving you, although it might fit into what you're doing, might have a completely different motivation. And for example, taking, you know, the guest article instance, that's the case where I would basically pause and think, okay, do they want SEO? Are they looking to raise their founder's profile? Is this person looking for potential material that can answer investors' questions? There's a bunch of different things that immediate objective can actually lead to. So you really got to understand your prospects by not being emotional, not being a yes man, and just taking a step back and thinking, is this good for your business? And there's going to be two answers from this conversation, which is either one, that prospect has a really good reason for those 10 guest articles, which is of course great, because from that point onwards, you can just stay within that problem. Every action I make from that point onwards, even if it's not directly to do with those 10 guest articles, needs to come back into the problem that is solving. If the prospect comes back to me and says, Freddie, it's just because I want to feel good about myself. Well, you know, you might think, oh, this sales rep is going to try and do some arm twisting and play with their ego. But the answer is no, that doesn't really exist for anyone that is going to do well at the least. If someone has a reason that they want to work with you at the beginning that might seem inane, I think it's important to actually challenge that individual person about, is this the best thing for you? Because although it might be a tough conversation and it doesn't go as fluid as you might want it to go by just saying, yes, that sounds great, we can do it, that person is going to respect you more. And when it comes to actually assessing whether you're going to be working with that person on their side, they're going to be thinking, okay, well, this guy is legitimate. The two things you're always trying to establish, value and trust. And yeah, being clear on that objective by challenging prospects' thinking is going to take you far in the long term.
Out of interest, have you ever heard of the book, The Challenger Sale?
I have not, no.
Because it's kind of similar to what you're saying. So back when I lived in the UK and I worked in sales and I was like cold calling, one of our managers, or my manager, he bought a book for our whole team, and it's The Challenger Sale. And we read it and it was really insightful. And it essentially is kind of saying what you're saying there. Like, the best kind of salesman is someone that's able to educate and challenge the person and shine light on their situation, which the prospect didn't first see when they came into this sales scenario. So I think you're absolutely right in the sense that you shouldn't be a yes man or woman all the time, just constantly trying to please them, but trying to challenge them and educate them definitely seems like a wise approach.
Yeah, 100%. And I think that is the most consistent attitude that you can have at the beginning of that conversation. So it involves a lot of listening. It's easy to talk too much to the sales rep, but yeah, take a step back, ask tough questions, and you will come to an agreement with that person about whether this makes sense for business. People aren't fools, generally speaking. And you're going to have more educated, more sophisticated prospects coming into your business if they've had those original conversations with you versus putting them in for the wrong reasons.
Awesome. And finally, I'd love to know, if anyone's listening to this and they want to reach out to you, how can they do that? What's the best way for them to get in contact with you?
You can go to my LinkedIn, Freddie Francis, CIS, where I've left my email to get in touch. Or if you feel like you just want to speak to someone else in the company, then of course, just info@publicize.co.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me today, Freddie.
Thanks, Sam. I appreciate it.